Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Peches Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Misha hoyu loy shnei tunekais echad amu be'er Shabbos ve'echad amu be'Shabbos, shachach amas es shal er Shabbos be'Shabbos, chayev. If one had two babies to circumcise, one on Erev Shabbos and one on Shabbos, and he forgot, and he circumcised the Erev Shabbos baby on Shabbos, he is chayev the common chatas. Echalamu acha Shabbos ve'echalamu b'Shabbos, shachach l'molas shal acha Shabbos b'Shabbos, Rebbe Lezer mechayev chatas. Rebbe Lezer says if there were two babies, one should have been circumcised on Shabbos, and one was supposed to be circumcised after Shabbos, and he forgot, and he circumcised the one after Shabbos on Shabbos, he did it early, if chayev kohen chatas, Rabbi Shua poiter Rabbi Shua exempts him. The Gemara says, Amma Rabbi Yochanan, Jeb mehi, da amma dosh asiyasa mitzah, potter, shein besim asiyah mitzah, machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, who says that if one did a melacha on Shabbos, that the action is a mitzah, he is exempt. If he intends to do a mitzah and his action was not a mitzah, there is a dispute between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If Shimon Eimer, Dava, we should say She'ein Basiyasa Mitzah, Chayev, Ushish Basiyasa Mitzah, the Machlekes. If Shimon says that an action that is not a mitzah, he's liable. If it's a mitzah, then there's a dispute about this. Rabbi Yosi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei, should say Rabbi Shimon, Ushihei Se Tomim Uben Chana, Ushlamim Roy Lishtanois Lishem Pesach. Yosi Koytim Yochanan said that in Maseches Pesachim, in the sixth parak, if one slaughtered a korban l'shem Pesach on Shabbos, Rav Lezer obligates and Rav Shur exempts. Rav Shimon says that this is only if it is a tam, which is unblemished young seh, and it must be a shlomim, which is possible to change to l'shem Pesach. Acham minah talas. Shema minah ador she'ein loy kitzva. V'dova, should say, shudag l'achlif v'dov she'yish b'yas yosei mitzvah. We learn three things from this. We learn that it must be l'shem something without limit. How many may be offered that day, but not tamid or musaf. It must be something that is prone to be switched, but not a calf. And it must be something that there is a mitzvah to do it, such as offering a shlamim. Ma es lach dor she'en l'kitzva. What matter has no limit? Rabbi Yom Yisrael v'meimah shlo nitna ha-teira kitzva kama p'sachim nitches ha-shabbos v'chol shana. Rabbi Yom answered that the Torah did not limit how many korbanos Pesach are will override Shabbos every year. Rabbi Yosi Sava Meimah She'ein Ad Yochel Amoid Al Minyanim. Rabbi Yosi answered that you cannot know the number of Tzachim, therefore it's reasonable that he thought that also this is a Pesach. Rabbi Yosi Kad Hava She'sei Mati Le'elein Tinoikris Seikris Ha'yo'ime Yafeh Limdeini Rabbi Yomiya Islach Meimah She'ein Ad Yochel Amoid Al Minyanim Ela Shaloi She'sei Nidna Ha'teiru Kitsa Kam Tzachim Yitches Shabbos V'chor HaShana. And we retract because when Rabbi Yosi reached our Mishnah of the case of the babies that are Sofik, he said, Rabbi Yimmi told me properly, can he say that one cannot count them? Rather, the Torah did not limit how many Psochim override Shabbos every year. Chista Amal, Divrei, Rabbi Shimon, Tipate, Shisei Shalei Hoya, Sham, Chabur Achas, Shalei Shachna. And in defense of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chista says, Rabbi Shimon discusses when there was not one group that didn't yet slaughter, therefore Rabbi Shua exempts only something without a limit. If there's a group that did not yet slaughter, since there's a mitzvah that overrides Shabbos, he's exempt even if there's a limit. Therefore, there's no question from the case of the babies to Shechita L'Shem Pesach. Amar B'Zeira Milsa Dubyanai Omar B'Hushu Shochach Omas Shel Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. So Zeira said that Dubyanai's words show that in the Reish of our Mishnah, all obligate when he forgot and circumcised a baby that he should have circumcised on Shabbos on Er Shabbos. There was no mitzvah of Mila to do so on Shabbos. Malu b'shachris, Rabbi Zeira Amar, Sava Rabbi Yanech Mapato, Rabbi Abba Amar Chayev. If he circumcised in the morning, the Shabbos baby, in the afternoon, the baby for Sunday, Rabbi Zeira said that Rabbi Yanai exempts because there was a heter to circumcise on Shabbos. Now, Abba said he's liable for, at the time he did the second baby, there was no heter to circumcise any baby. Veleda Mila Amma Rabbi Yanai, and the Gemara asks against Rabbi Abba, why did Rabbi Yanai say that in the Reisha he circumcised the Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos? You say that even when he circumcised him on Shabbos morning, he's liable for the latter. Ola Diacha, Eichan Derech Hatinoikos Lachalef. The answer is he merely came to teach how the babies were mixed up. He circumcised the Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos because he thought it's the Erev Shabbos baby and the remaining baby is the Shabbos baby. Rabbi Yanai didn't mean that Rishua obligates only in this case. Adarte the should say the Rabbi Abba, Kurabi Yanai, Adarte the Rabbi Zera, Kurabi Meir. Rabbi Abba, who obligated to be circumcised at a time when there was no baby that overrides Shabbos, holds like Rabbi Yanai, who says that all obligate when the Shabbos baby was circumcised before Shabbos. Rabbi Zera, who exempts even if he circumcised when there was no baby that overrides Shabbos, holds like Rabbi Meir, who exempts one who slaughtered l'shem a korban tzibur, even if the korban tzibur was already slaughtered, even though there's a limit. Am Rabbi Mana, Kaimi Rabbi Yossi, Ma Dama Rav Chista, Rav Shimon, Ma Dama Rav Yanai, Rav Meir, Ameshivin Dabar, Ben Rabbi Meir, Rav Shimon, Ashrichan Pliga, Ben Rav Meir, Leben Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Mana asked a question to Rabbi Yossi. Earlier, why did Rabbi Zera need to counter Rav Chista's opinion and teach differently? Rav Chista, who said that there was not one group that didn't yet slaughter, discusses according to Rav Shimon. Rav Yanai, who said that all obligate when he circumcised the Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos, discusses according to Rav Meir. How do we challenge and need to resolve a difficulty between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon? We find that Rav Meir and Rav Shimon disagree. Rishio, Ilu Atenekos, Fekos, Ma'at Avidlai, Kedar Shiresh Lekitza, Kedar Shein Lekitza. We find an argument between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon about confusion of babies. In other cases of Suffolk babies, since it is not known which day he is born, do you compare this to something with a limit? Rav Shimon agrees that one who slaughtered l'shem korban tzibur is liable because it has a limit, or something without a limit, therefore like a Pesach for which he exempts. And as you say now, in ta'avdinun kadosh she'ein l'kitzva, afila ein sham tinik acher l'mul. If you consider babies like something without a limit, Rav Shimon exempts only if there is no baby to circumcise today. It should say, Ve'in ta'avdinun kadosh she'esh l'kitzva v'hu she'yeh sham tinik echad l'mul. If you consider babies like something with a limit, he exempts only if there is one baby to circumcise today. Am Rav Yosa mele'ayin d'rabbonon avdun lo'in kadava she'yesh l'kitzva v'hu she'yesh sham tinik echad l'mul. Rav Yosef answers that Rabbanon's words in our Mishnah and in Psochim show that they consider them like something with a limit, which are exempt only if there is one baby to circumcise. Yisachami, Hignim Zmanei Potter, Icha Zmanei Chayev. The Gemara asks, well, if he circumcised too early, such as the baby for Sunday on Shabbos and didn't do a mitzvah, he is exempt. If he circumcised too late, and is the baby for Friday on Shabbos and did a mitzvah, he's liable. Rav Huna Amar, Chilufin Himas Nisa, Rav Huna answers that Rav Shimon switches our Mishnah. Tani, Am Rav Shimon, Lanechaku, Rebelezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Am Mishahaya, Lamor, Acha Shabbos, Umala Beshabbos, Shechayev. Vahaman, Nechaku, she says, Shall, Mishahaya, Lamor, Be'er Shabbos, Umala Beshabbos, Shebelezer, Mechayev, Chatas, Rebbe Yeshua, Paita. The Baisa says Rav Shimon is Rebelezer, and Rebbe Yeshua did not argue about one who should circumcise after Shabbos, and he circumcised on Shabbos, and he's liable. About what do they argue? About one who should circumcise on Erev Shabbos, and he circumcised on Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer obligates, and Rabbi Shua exempts. Am Rabbi Yosi Rabun, min kushe makshila Rabbi Yanai b'ushi shachach, umal shel Shabbos, be'er Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi Rabun gives a second answer due to this question. Rabbi Yanai said that they argue about when he forgot and circumcised the Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos. V'ad ba'ava amazu divrei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon. However, Toyaboy, the Shem Mitzvah partner. Rabbi Adaba Ava said that this is according to Meir and Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Yossi says that even something that's not a mitzvah to do it, since he erred and did it the Shem Mitzvah, he's exempt. If one separated from circumcising on Shabbos, he may return to cut only the strands of skin that will prevent the Mila from being valid. Amma Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Afilu pirish choyzer, afilu al sitzin jain mag vimes amila. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yossi holds that even if he separated, he will return to cut even the strands of skin that are not going to prevent the mitzvah from being fulfilled. Hai dein Rabbi Yossi. Which teaching of Rabbi Yossi shows this? Hai de taninan, tamon, Rabbi Yossi eime, yom tov harishoin, shal chag, shachal yes b'shabbas, shachach v'yitzi yes alulov, v'roshos harabim, potem v'pnei shahitziyoi, v'roshos. The answer is from a Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says that if the first Yom Tov of Sukkot occurred on Shabbos, if one forgot and took out a lulav to Rishis HaRabim, he is exempt because he took it out with permission. And even though he went out once he picked it up, there is somewhat of a mitzvah to continue holding it. And likewise, it's a hid the mitzvah to cut even strands of skin that are not going to prevent the mitzvah, the mila from being valid. What's the source? Lechatchila. Af besakin shal mila va'af should say b'matzah kain. The question is, does the same apply to a mila knife or matzah? If he took it out after the mitzvah, is he exempt? ממעד העמה רבי יוחנן דבי רבי יוסי אפילו פירש חייזה אפילו ארציסן שאין מקוון את המילה הדה עמה אפילו בסכן שהמילה כן אפילו שוצא במצה כן. Now, so since רבי יוחנן said that רבי יוסי holds that even if he separated him he returned to cut even strands of skin that are not preventing the milah from being valid, this teaches that even a milah knife or matzah is this way, that if he took it out after the mitzah he is exempt.